I can only imagine when I read in the book of Proverbs when it says, I, wisdom, was with him when he laid the foundations of the earth. I, wisdom, was the first thing God created. Can you imagine him creating wisdom? The spirit of wisdom, like himself, but it's so full of knowledge that wisdom knows how to do everything. And all we got to do to get that wisdom is ask the Father in the name of Jesus. And when you ask in faith with nothing wavering, he said he gives it to you liberally. Wisdom. How many people go through their whole life and never ask God for wisdom? They go to school. They get their degrees. They get every kind of education you can imagine. They study for years, 10, 12, 15, 20 years. Some people getting PhDs, all kinds of things. And they never, ever understand how to really make things work. Because God's the only one that knows how to make it work. And wisdom will teach you how to use the knowledge you have. And wisdom will even teach you how to do things you don't even know about. You can do things that's awesome if you walk in wisdom. And the only place to get that is from God. So anytime you go to do anything, I can think of all the different things. I mean, when I think about wisdom and how God made wisdom, and when I read the Proverbs and everything, when I was in the business world, I remember one day a VP called me that I was working for, and when I was a regional engineer for this large corporation. He said, Thurman, go to Minneapolis and see what you can do. They want to shut down the entire dock for 6 weeks. And he said, we can't stand that. He said, there's no way we can handle that. He said, so you go up there and see what you can do to show those contractors how they can do that job and do it a lot shorter than 6 weeks. Okay, I get on an airplane and I fly up there and I'm praying all the way up there, Lord, I need wisdom and knowledge and understanding how to do this job. I know you know how to do it. I don't know, but I know you do. And you told me, you promised me in your word, I could ask for wisdom and you would give it to me liberally. So I need all the knowledge and information when I get there. I'll take my notepad. I'll start walking around. I want you to show me everything I need to do and how I need to do it to make this job the shortest possible. So I got my notepad. I got there and I started walking around. I spent about a half a day or so walking around making notes as things came to my mind. Because as things are coming to my mind and my heart, where are they coming from? From the Lord. Absolutely, from God. And so I'm making notes, and at the end of the day, I meet with the general contractor, and I said, okay, I want to meet with all the subs tomorrow, and I want to discuss these notes I've made about how we can shorten this job. He said, okay, we'll meet with you at 8 o'clock in the morning. I said, okay. 8 o'clock in the morning, we go in there, we sit down together, and I said, now I understand that you guys said 6 weeks is the best you can do. So I said, I want y'all to sit down today for a few minutes and look at everything, every aspect, all of you different subs that are going to be involved in this particular section of the building. And I want y'all all to figure out how quick you can do this, but I want it done as quickly as possible. Well, they came back that afternoon and said, well, we can change it from 6 weeks to 5 weeks. We can cut about a week off of it. I said, that's not acceptable. He said, what do you want? I said, 3 days. He said, you want this job done in its entirety in 3 days? I said, yes. And I said, now let me show you how to do it. One of the subs just got up and said, I'm not even interested in hearing what you got to say. He said, there ain't nobody alive could do that project in 3 days. I said, look, I have 8 men working for me here. Me and my 8 men could do this job in 3 days ourselves. He said, all right, if you think you can do it in 3 days, then you got the job. We're off the case on this one. So I told the general, I said, okay, you're going to give it to me. I said, if it is, then I want 5 weeks back on the contract. If that's what it's going to take y'all, I'm not going to pay for it. He said, okay, you got it. It's yours. So I go and call the executive VP in Washington. I say, Jim, my boss, my VP, wants me to shorten this job up here that we're doing in Minneapolis. And I said, they were going to shut down the entire facility on that side of the building for 6 weeks. The boss said, we can't have that. We cannot operate like that. Sent me up here to see what I could do. So I said, I asked the Lord. The Lord showed me how to do the job in 3 days. He said, Thurman, you've done a lot of miracles for us. But he said, if the professionals said it was going to take 6 weeks and then 5 weeks and they can't do it short of 5 weeks, are you sure you and your guys can do that in 3 days? I said, well, Jim, I'm not sure I like that statement. You said the professionals. I said, I consider myself a professional. I consider my men professionals. We're not just fly-by-night guys. These guys are all well-trained, and I'm well-trained. I got as good an education as any of these men here. He said, well, okay, I don't want you to make a fool out of yourself. I said, that's one thing God has never allowed me to do, make a fool out of myself. So I spent a week up there getting all the parts, products, and things we needed together to get this job going. I spent a week. I stayed up there, got it all done, got everything in place. And then when I got ready to leave Friday afternoon, I told a couple of guys what I wanted them to do Sunday night, Sunday evening before they went home. These temporary walls I wanted to put inside this great big cooler that we were going to increase to 1,000 square feet and a freezer we were going to double the size of and put all the walls and doors and put all the sprinklers back in them and the electrics and put the evaporators and the condensers and run all the piping up to the second floor where everything was. I said, I want you to do this much. And then I said, I will be here Sunday morning. I said Monday morning. I will be here Monday morning about 5 or 6 o'clock. And we're going to be ready to go to work. So I left after church and flew to Minneapolis about midnight. And I got there and I went directly to the job site. And I was on the facility at 5 o'clock in the morning. Well, we started, and we worked. And about 7 o'clock, the VP called and asked the general manager, said, is Thurman there this morning? He said, oh, yes, he is. And said, boy, him and his guys are tearing this place apart. Okay, he said, call me if anything goes wrong. We worked all day long. Of course, we worked till about lunch, you know. And I said, let's stop and have a bite to eat. So we run up and eat. Of course, I'm praying all the time, praising God. We eat, then we come back and we worked till about 6 or 7 o'clock. And I said, well, guys, we're hungry again. It's about time to eat. Let's stop a little more. And I said, how do you all feel? Great. You want to keep going? Yeah, let's just keep working. Let's get this job done. I said, okay. So we ate again about midnight, and then we kept on going. And the next morning at 5 o'clock, we were through. We started at 5 o'clock, and the next morning at 5 o'clock, we were finished. And so I went to the hotel to get some sleep, along with all the rest of the guys. They all went home. Well, the VP called about 7, and he asked the general manager, he said, well, how's Thurman and his guys doing? He said, they're out of here this morning at 5 o'clock. They're through. He said, what? He said it's going to take them 3 days. This is just one day. He said, I can't believe it. He said, as soon as he gets, where is he? He said, well, I guess he went to the hotel. He worked all day and all night. He said, well, as soon as he gets back in the operation, you have him call me at home. I don't care what time it is. I want to talk to him. Well, about 7 o'clock that night, I got up and got back out there and went and checked everything, make sure everything's working good and all the refrigeration's working, everything. And I called the boss. I said, I understand you want to talk to me. He said, Thurman, you said 3 days. You did that in one day. I said, no, sir. It took 3 days. I said, in a working day, there's 8 hours. And I said, we just happened to put them all back to back. We worked 3 days. I said, it'd take 3 days. That's what it took, 24 hours. He said, I don't care what anybody says. You did that job in one day, as far as I'm concerned. I said, well, okay, sir, if that's the way you want to look at it. He said, never have we had a miracle like this. I said, well, sir, you know how I did it, don't you? He said, I guess you're going to give all the credit to your Jesus. I said, yes, sir. That's exactly who I give all the credit to. Well, the general contractor was so upset with me, he wouldn't even speak to me. So I went up to him and told him, I said, look, Buster, you know, I told y'all how to do this. You wasn't even willing to listen. I said, so you guys are full of pride. You need to get over your pride. And I said, either get back on the job or get your tails off the job. I'm going to run you off and get me a new crew. I will not put up with this kind of nonsense. And he said, okay. I said, from this day forward, you're still my friend. And when I tell you to get yourself to work, and at least one thing about it, when I'm dealing with men, they don't fall down and start crying when I get tough with them. When I'm dealing with women, all I got to do is raise my voice just a little and they fall down and start crying. I'm glad most of my life I didn't have to deal with women. All I had to deal with was men, praise God, and I mean men. And so, but I've learned, you know, now that I got girls, I have to be real gentle with the girls. Even my wife, when we first got married, we could be driving along and I don't hear these tender little voices like girls do. She'd be over there talking. And I'd say, honey, are you talking to me? Yes, didn't you hear me? I says, no, I didn't hear you. And I'd say, well, talk a little louder. Honey, you're screaming at me. I said, I'm not screaming at you. I'm just talking to you. And I'd raise my voice and she starts crying. I thought, holy cow, what's wrong with you, woman? You know? But she's got over it now. She realizes I have to talk loud. And so she's got over it. It took me a few years to train her, but but at least she got over it. But if you need wisdom for anything, where can you get it? James chapter 1, verse 5, 6, and 7. Any man lack wisdom, let him ask God. It's written in the Scripture. But you got to ask believing you're going to get it. If you don't ask believing you're going to get it, you won't get it. God is a faith God, and without faith, it's impossible to please Him. So when you come to Him, even if you're walking in obedience to His Word, and you don't obey Him in faith, you still won't get your answer. God only answers prayers of faith. Now then, it says, and Lord, in the beginning you laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. Verse 11 and 12. Even they will perish, but you remain forever. They will wear out like old clothing. You will roll them up like an old coat. They will fade away like old clothing. But you are always the same. You will never grow old. You know how long never is? Especially if you're in the wrong place. That's what I think about. I think about the poor people that I have missed in my life not telling about Jesus. I know some of those people went there. I had an uncle one time. Of course, I did tell him about Jesus, my dad's brother. He was a couple of years older than my dad. But he never believed in Jesus. And I finally, when I got a little older, it was one of the hardest things in the world for me to do as a young man in my early 20s.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety, titled Swimming in the Baptism of Fire, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.